Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's a crucial part of Feisty Fridays on the Chad Hartman Show.
She is so feisty.
And you know she'll bring the grizzle.
You know how many times I change underwear a day? Okay, so it's about germs for me. Who touched those underwear? Who put them in the pack?
And she'll call out all the snitches.
See, you should have said something. You're snitching any other time. Chad is really a snitch, too.
It's Feisty Fridays with Shaletta.
Own up, God, Jesus, Father.
Here she is, Shaletta Brundage.
She is here, and I just want to say right away, Shaletta, I think the two of us have a gripe with Dan Cook. Let's what? Just go with it.
Okay, I'm ready to jump anybody right now. What is it? I'm down.
What now?
What is
okay.
It?
So okay, it's a great open, right? It's a very good open. I like it. But since Dan crafted that open, you are now the host of a weekly show, The Shaletta Show. Saturdays. At 11 a.m. You would think by now, Dan is a person who's expressed his love to you. At the end of the segment, you say, love you guys, and you mean it. You would think Dan by now would have said, you know what? My friend Shaletta now is anchoring a show that makes news every week. That within that promo somewhere would say, the host of the, at the end, and here she is, the host of the Shaletta Show, tomorrow at 11, 2, Shaletta Brundage.
I mean, you know, he doesn't even have to say Saturday. Since I'm on Friday, it could say tomorrow. So it sounds sooner. So
yeah.
It's an urgent situation.
Sooner.
And people
yes.
can, you know, set whatever they need to set or be reminded, you know, that I am going to be. Yes, yes. I mean, you know, maybe it was, you know, I don't want to think this because it's Black History Month.
Here's.
I mean, was this intentional? Did he think about it and think, you know, I don't really want to do it?
Good here's, question. You
know? Here's why you're a bad person, Chad Hartman. Number one, and there's a list. Number one, Shaletta doesn't need stirring up. You don't need to poke the bear like that. Why are you doing that? Why would you say that? Number two,
why is she a bear, Dan?
Because in order for me to change that open up, I have to actually go be in contact with Remy from who does the voiceover for that. And we're risking people to COVID, and we're risking exposure from coworkers who are already struggling to get downtown as it is.
Yeah, I'm making
now
COVID because I want to promote Michelle.
That's what I'm saying.
Promotion.
Yeah,
it's causing COVID.
I mean, I can do that, but you know, I may have to quarantine for 2 weeks if I do.
Dan, let me inform you of a new invention. It's called email, Dan.
Oh, see, that's
email.
This is in order to craft
email.
An open, Chad. In order to craft, you
in
really,
other words,
that requires more communication than you can do on
just,
email.
Just you email. Hey, Remy.
The connotation
you
isn't
say,
there.
Here she is.
No, you have to,
the host of the Shaletta Show.
Because I mean, how is he going to say it? You know, it's there's intonation. There's connotation.
Apparently they
there's
have
all
to,
these things.
They have just, to spoon while they're having this conversation. I mean. So, I mean.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, this is enough.
2024 will get that?
This is enough to get angry about. I mean, the numbers are going down, in-person dying, and they finna let kids go back to school. But are you telling me Remy can't come back to the studio?
No, he's here. Remy's I just have to there. Be in the same room.
No.
You can't. He can't. He don't know how to read. You got to spoon feed him his words.
I know, because, again, you can't communicate. There's things when you're crafting an open. And I understand because you two don't do these things.
Spielberg.
When you craft an open.
Okay.
It's not just words on a page. You have to, you know, there's art to it. And you can't just do that via email. You can't do it.
Oh, yeah. That open belongs in the Louvre.
It sounds like the open needs sheet music. Like he needs, like it's a song, but in talk.
It's also a bit of a cheap shot at Remy. I mean, right? I mean,
you know, like Remy's a read, and he don't know how to say stuff. And I have
yeah,
to
he's an afternoon big knocker. Yeah, he could get this done.
I would think that we would try to have this done by the end of Black History Month. You know, my time is ticking. It's running out.
Dan?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We start hearing about Black History Month about 3 weeks before Black History Month starts, and we won't stop hearing about it till about May.
What do you mean? We will start hearing about Black History Month March 2nd. It's almost here.
It's almost here. I can't wait. I got new big plans from last month.
Okay, since we're talking, excuse me, the Shaletta Show.
Yes.
Have you started booking guests yet? Do we have a plan yet? Is it thoroughly done?
We have a plan. Oh, my God. We are all Ted Cruz all the time. This dude here.
Wait, Ted Cruz is going to be on?
No. Ted Cruz does not want it with me. So, I didn't realize Ted Cruz and I both had vacation on the brain when Texas froze over. So I look at what's going on with my family, with my elderly relatives who are playing musical house. Guys, Ted, your dad was 100 years old before he passed. My grandmother was 100. You know how difficult it is to move them anywhere, how difficult it is to travel from one place to the next and what that takes. They go to one relative's house, Dan, who has lights, and 15, 20 minutes after they get there, the lights go out. So then they're calling around trying to find somebody else. Right? And then they get to that house and they stay for a day, and then the lights go out there. And then they got to call around. This has just been a disaster for folks in Houston. There were some of my relatives that I couldn't find. People are freezing to death. They're dying from carbon monoxide poisoning. And Ted Cruz gets his hind parts on a plane, goes to Cancun, gets caught, and blames his kids.
He's just being a dad, Shaletta. He's just being a dad. That's what he said.
Oh, and a good dad. He said he wants to be a good dad.
That's
now,
right.
I see the same situation Ted Cruz sees. I sent my kids down, Andrew, Brandon, Cameron, and Daniel. I said, look, guys, we got $1,700 in the vacation account. Family, friends in Houston need this money. I know we're going to Houston in April. But we're going to have to push that back to August because we're going to take all the money out of the vacation account and we're going to start over. You know what my kids said? Okay, Mom, we took some of that money and handed it out. We took the rest of it and bought carbon monoxide detectors and shipped it to folks in need. My kids were boxing stuff up. They had a little assembly line going. I'm trying to figure out why Ted Cruz didn't use this as a teachable moment for his kids instead of hopping on a plane and leaving the situation. He's the freaking U.S. Senator for the state of Texas, and Brandon, Andrew, Cameron, and Daniel have done more for Houston than he has.
It was incredibly arrogant, tone deaf, and it's more than just optics. I was saying this to Major. When you're a senator, you get things done. You bring people together. You are a change agent. Everybody and anybody wants to help out your kids as much as possible. By the way, did you see the picture today? Their dog, Snowflake, is still in the house. So they were going to go. They left the dog, Snowflake, in the cold house. It was cold for them, but Snowflake had to stay. That should tell you all you need to know. You know. That's a great gesture by your
kids. His house. You know, Chad, we got to do something. Every little bit helps. You know, every little bit helps. And this is the thing. When Minnesotans saw what I was doing, they was like emailing me and DMing me and calling me. And I said, y'all, I'm not set up to receive. I'm set up to give. I don't have like one of these pages where you can donate money or anything like that. They told me, send me a list of the names of the people that you promised to get carbon monoxide detectors for, and we'll buy them. Chris Melvin, Louise Melvin, Ada, Greta, all these folks. I got checks that came to the house where people want just to donate carbon money for carbon monoxide detectors,
that's
and
awesome.
Then we go ship them. Do you see what I'm saying? They doing that in Minnesota, and Ted Cruz is going on vacation. Really, Chad and Dan, really?
Yeah. No, and then he lied about it. And then you can't apologize, but you don't have to use your kids as the prop that you run
God,
over.
Oh, my God, the fact that – and, you know, that's why I understand now why his daughter didn't want to kiss him. Did you see the picture with, you know, back when he was campaigning and his daughter wouldn't kiss him and he was just pulling her, she was coming off the bus. I see now why she won't kiss him. Anybody who would leave my damn dog in the house to freeze to death, I don't care if it is my daddy. I don't want no parts of him.
She is the host of the Shaletta Show on tomorrow at 11. She mentioned schools. Let's talk about schools when we come back with Shaletta. Don't forget my friend Jay Ettinger at 1:35, and plenty more before we're done, including the Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman. She is on at 2:35. One more note on the Ted Cruz Texas fiasco. As of 2 hours ago, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and certainly those two have jousted politically before, she's raised over $2 million for Texas. So, yeah, to tell me a politician can't get anything done, give me a break.
All he had to do was sit back, like you said, and start calling people, start making things happen. Get out there and host a drive. You want to be a good dad?
Yep.
Show your kids how to put gallons of water in a car or pass out, you know, MREs or, you know, snack bars or blankets and gloves, something. They got on a plane and left. Beto was even out there organizing and doing stuff. Folks are coming together from all sides of the aisle down in Texas.
That's it.
This is the time that you do that to help the people. This rascal left.
It doesn't have to be political every time, including if you're Republican and you agree with many of Ted Cruz's positions, you're still allowed to say he completely blew it this time. Same thing for a Democrat. You can believe in a Klobuchar, Phillips, whomever. But if they screw up, call them out. Be passionate. Doesn't mean you're going to change parties, but stop being so obsessed with your silo. It drives me nuts. Okay, so let's talk summer school here.
I got to ask you real quick. Why are we not holding people accountable anymore? Why is it everybody else's fault? when we do something wrong, this rascal got caught on a plane and blamed his daughter. I mean, not like I made a mistake, I messed up, you know, and lied, and he was just going to drop him off and come back. But, you know, the New York Times got text messages and, you know, were able to piece this whole situation together. And then he had to be, you know, forced to tell the truth on ABC 13 in Houston, which is where I used to work. So I kind of got some inside scoop on that. But, you know, he just didn't want to take responsibility for his actions.
So the summer school, debate is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. So kids have faced limited schooling going back to last March. We're at a point now in Minnesota where as soon as Monday, we may see significantly more kids going to middle school and high school, and maybe even more 2 weeks after that. But we have summer school. Let's have a debate here on if summer school should be mandatory, right? Summer school has been around forever, seemingly, and it's viewed by some as, hey, guess what? A kid didn't pass a class, or if a kid wants to do a little bit more. We know distance learning is a challenge for a lot of kids, for the majority of kids. Some have flourished. They're the outliers right now. So I think we could have had, in fact, we have had this debate in this country for a long time. Should we have the three-month break? But I think this is a time to make a pretty strong case, considering what's happened, for two different school years to say that you can put in another 15, 20 more days this summer. Should it be mandatory? Should we leave it up to parents? Should we leave it up to districts? What do you think?
I think that we should have a break. I think that these kids have been through enough. I think that we have given grace to every other entity in this country, businesses, banks, airlines, everybody's getting a break except our children and our teachers. And I don't understand why we don't see that they need a relief. Let's take this summer and say, hey, guys, take a break. Breathe. Enjoy life. Let us get this thing together. Let the teachers and the administrators and the educators come together and develop a plan for next year. Let's sit down and meet in person or on Zoom and get this thing solid so that we don't have problems when it gets ready to run full speed ahead in September. Our kids are struggling, not only in the classroom, but you see it, Chad, you got kids mentally, you know, everything that they're going through. Their mental health is at stake. And to just give them a little bit of a break, I think that we need to just shut it down and let these kids regroup and get back to a baseline so that they can come back renewed and refreshed in September.
You make a number of good points, because I was going to say I would like to have it available for everyone and say it's whether it's 3 weeks or 4 weeks. But by the way, and very importantly, if it's available, that means you need teachers and consider the challenges so many of these teachers have faced distance learning. Hybrid learning, and now with many of them going back, and by the way, many of them going back before they have a vaccine. So I'd love to have it as more of a viable option because the kids have missed out. But I'm not sure I know plenty of districts will not be able to pull that off, and I don't think any teachers should be shamed if they say, I need a little peace after what's taking place.
I watch them. I watch them in the Zoom because I got four kids on the Zoom at one time all day long, right? And I look at these teachers, and they're just trying to get a lot of the special education teachers especially, they're just trying to get the kid in the camera. You know, they spend 30 minutes just getting everybody situated so they can even begin teaching something. And I told one of the teachers, I'm going to drop some vodka at your house because what I saw you go through today, I would have quit. I would have given up. And we got to think about that. You know, they talk about these police officers and PTSD and how they're dropping out of Minneapolis and, you know, the mental health. Ain't nobody talking about the mental health of our teachers. What's going to happen when we drive them to the point where they say, you know what, this is enough. I have hit a wall. I've got my own family. I can't do it anymore. I'm dropping out. We got to think about these teachers and what they're going through. We can't keep pushing them like that with all these different models, all these different ways to learn, all these challenges that they face that they will never complain about, that they will never tell anybody about. And then they still keep going. They still keep doing it. They need a break.
Two very different texts on this topic just came in. Chad, don't be messing up my summer. I want my kids home this summer so we can enjoy our beautiful weather here in Minnesota. Next text. I adamantly disagree. They've been on break at home, sleeping in. No structure. More school is the healthiest thing to do. Yeah, this is an interesting dilemma. All right, so zero, no chance. 10, it's an absolute lock. Likelihood, Dan Cook, adjust the open by the time you're back on the air next Friday.
You know, I have the governor on my show tomorrow. He called and begged me. Yeah, he called and begged me to be on the Shaletta Show because it's Black History Month, you know. Uh-huh. And so, you know, maybe he can do some type of proclamation. Maybe he can do some kind of law, you know, call an emergency session. Maybe we have to legislate Dan Cook to do this. Maybe we have to put Keith Ellison on the case. I don't know. I mean, we may have to threaten him with something legal. But, you know, Dan likes paperwork and procedures and stuff like that. So maybe if we get a proclamation or some legislation, he'll get it done. But I'm going to talk to the governor tomorrow since he begged to come on my show.
Okay. Andrew Cuomo is now joining the show bullying and threatening people. Wow.
Shaletta, how many times have I podcasted parts of your show for you?
Probably every Saturday since I started because I keep pretending like I don't know how to do it. Yeah. But, yeah. But it's Black History Month, so, you know.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Enjoy the conversation with the governor tomorrow. Shaletta, check her out at Shaletta's Funny and the Shaletta Show tomorrow at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.